And good morning. Yes, this is Romy from the Boyce Thompson Arboretum. Well, I got to hear a little bit of Rosie's and Jennifer's last hour as we were walking around here, getting set up, all the different events. But man, I really got put in a pickle here by Rosie. I'm not sure how I'm supposed to follow Old West shootouts in the bars and family feuds between the Rim County War. I can't even remember what 40 deaths. I had no idea the extent. So I'm really, really putting in a hard bind on following up that content with anything better. But I will say we did get to stay, John Eisenhower, who just walked up. We both got to stay at the Knopsford Hill Inn last night, a bed and breakfast, an old schoolhouse that had students from 1904 until it closed in 1981. Most notably was Rose Moffert, who was, do you know much about Rose Moffert?
She's a former governor.
Yeah, I mean, but like service time or date or...
Well, all I know is that the place had tons of pictures of her all over the bed and breakfast. And apparently she was a student there at that school. It's pretty cool.
It really was. Six different rooms. And
our room was 900 square feet. It's unbelievable. It's like a small little house.
You could have fit my entire family in that room very easily. We just needed a cot for the baby. That was it. There was a queen bed, a double bed, a sofa, plenty of room, your own private...
Yeah, we had a clawfoot bathtub and just this beautiful, all antique furnishings. Beautiful.
It really was. And last night when I got there, Rosemary Lee was making breakfast for us. She had these wonderful egg burritos that she had made the night before, wrapped them all up, just stuck them in, heated them up. She had her fresh grown cilantro right there on the property, and it was one of the best egg burritos I'd ever had. Did you get to try one?
No.
You're eating your bagel.
I'm eating my bagel.
He's on a diet. Did Kim put you on a diet? Because I know she had hers. But it was great. If you are in Globe and you're looking for a unique, one-of-a-kind place to stay, the Knopsford Hill Inn, well, the old schoolhouse, it's up on top of a hill, obviously. And the way Globe and Miami and Claypool's laid out, there's a lot of hills, so the town is very spread out. From one side of the town to the other, is easily 7 or 8 miles, but there's less than 20,000 people between the three towns. So it's very spread out, and overlooking it, you do get a view to the north and a view to the south of town lights, but you hardly get to see any of the town at all just because of the terrain. So it still is right in the middle of town, but you're very, you feel very remote. And some people would call Globe remote, but you know, anything with a couple hundred people or more that has a Bash's and a Walmart is a town in my book. But we had a wonderful time. That was at only 23 miles up the road from Superior, and we're at the Boyce Thompson Arboretum a couple miles before you get to Superior. You can't miss it. It's right off of US 60. Just if you're driving along, you don't even need to look for the Boyce Thompson sign, although you probably should to be safe. But just look for the large eucalyptus trees coming up from the bottom of Queen Creek. We're actually right on the edge of Queen Creek. There's five different events here at the tree climbing contest that's put on by Arizona Community Tree Council. And John, what's at stake for a tree climbing contest?
Well, the competitors compete in five different events, and in the preliminary part of the competition this morning, and at the end of that preliminary competition, scores will be tallied and the top three climbers will go on to a Master's Challenge climb, which is in a huge eucalyptus tree here, and they compete for the final championship. And it's just a great opportunity, because the person who wins the competition goes on to represent Arizona in the Western Chapter ISA Regional Tree Climbing Competition. And every year, it's just really great to see the best climbers in Arizona compete in this event. By the way, this event is structured so that the climbers have to maintain all safety protocols that are to climb in our industry. So this is actually a training event as well as a fun competition. So all of our climbers are being judged on their safety, as well as their skills in being able to ascend into a tree, work throughout a tree, and do in the five events simulate different things they do in the course of a day's work as a tree climber who professionally trims trees. So you have pole saw stations, pole pruner stations. You've got weighted limb walks where you're trying to not put too much weight out on a limb, on a side limb, on the branch. And they have a couple of events where you're ascending a tree as fast as you can, of course, as safely as you can as well. And it's just really a lot of fun.
You've been doing this a long time.
Well, yeah.
You don't want to admit it.
27 years. Yeah. No, I still love to climb. I still get up in the trees every now and then. But
what's the farthest distance you've ever fallen out of a tree?
Well, I've fallen probably 10 or 12 feet. And, you know, once my gaffs, my spurs that I was wearing, we call it gaffing out. The spurs came out of the tree, and I slid down a tree quite a ways. I still was lanyarded in, but came down pretty hard. A couple other times I've swung on my climbing line where I was lanyarded in and a small branch broke, and I swung back into the trunk of the tree and hurt myself a little bit there. But fortunately, I haven't taken any long falls.
The correct answer was never. I'm too smart to say for that.
But both times, you know, one of the safety protocols is that you should always be tied in twice. We tie in with our overhead lifeline, which is tied into the tree above the climber, so we repel down to the various work areas. And then when you're working in a specific area, you're also lanyarded in locally with your positioning lanyard, which is attached to your saddle. So at any given time, both the times I fell, I was always backed up with my climbing line. So I never really got hurt badly. I was always tied into the tree. So even though I took these small falls, none of them were very serious.
Well, that's going on today, the Arizona Community Tree Council annual tree climbing event. It's actually earlier than it was this year, and I'm guessing that's because last year was in Flagstaff, so they were waiting for the warmer weather. And here in the desert floor, you obviously don't want to wait until May to have a tree climbing event. The weather's beautiful. The temperature is in the 50s.
Yeah, it's in the 50s now. It's supposed to get up to 77 today, so it's just absolutely a beautiful day out. And what amazes me about Boyce Thompson Arboretum, like so many other beautiful areas in our state, is that as you drive by in this desert environment, you would have no idea that this...
So you got to come check it out. Well, 8 o'clock hour right after this.
Yes. Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.